Good morning. It's time to get up and listen to some great music for the horn. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you're listening to Zassman Plays the Classics. Continuing with my series featuring the orchestral instruments, today is my fourth program featuring the horn. The music that started today's program is the opening to The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten, a British composer, and it's one of Britten's most popular pieces. My first composer this morning is Paul Dukas. He was a French composer, critic, scholar, and teacher, and he's most well known for the orchestral piece The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was used in the Disney film Fantasia. Another great piece by Dukas is the ballet La Paris, especially the brass fanfare that precedes the ballet, which is often performed separately. Let's listen to the fanfare from the ballet La Paris, performed by the brass quintet from the Marine Band of the Royal Netherlands Navy, followed by Villanelle for horn and piano, with the great horn player Dennis Brain, accompanied by pianist Gerald Moore. Thank you. Interesting and beautiful music by the French composer Paul Dukas. Fanfare from the ballet La Paris, performed by the brass quintet and percussion marine band of the Royal Netherlands Navy, followed by Villanelle for horn and piano, with Dennis Brain horn accompanied by pianist Gerald Moore. For many years, Dennis Brain was considered the world's finest virtuoso horn player, and it was Brain who was credited for popularizing the horn as a solo classical instrument with the post-war British public. Many of his recordings, including the Mozart Four Horn Concertos, where he collaborated with the conductor Herbert von Karajan, conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra, are still considered to be the finest recordings of Mozart's horn concerti. He was born May 17, 1921, and died September 1, 1957, so he only lived 35 years, tragically killed after performing Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony at the Edinburgh Festival, driving his Triumph sports car into a tree. Now, almost 70 years later, the recordings he made are still considered to be examples of the world's finest horn playing. Paul Hindemith was a prolific German composer, violist, violinist, teacher, and conductor. He was born November 16, 1895, and died December 28, 1963. Hindemith composed some interesting and beautiful pieces for orchestra and was well known for composing sonatas and concertos for many orchestral instruments. I'm sure every trombonist has played the Hindemith Sonata for trombone and piano, which had a piano part that was more difficult than the trombone part, so it was always difficult to find a pianist who could play it. Paul Hindemith composed and dedicated the Concerto for Horn and Orchestra for Dennis Brain in 1941. This performance features Dennis Brain with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch, and this was recorded in 1956, less than 1 year before his death. Concerto for Horn and Orchestra by Paul Hindemith, performed by Dennis Brain Horn. Wolfgang Savalas conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in this fantastic performance. Hindemith composed the Concerto for Four Horns in 1952. This performance also features Dennis Brain and the Brain Horn Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto for Four Horns and Orchestra by the German composer Paul Hindemith, performed by hornist Dennis Brain and the Brain Horn Ensemble. Paul Hindemith dedicated his horn concerto and the horn sonata to Dennis Brain. This is a wonderful recording of the Hindemith horn sonata performed by David Pyatt horn with Martin Jones piano. Sonata for Horn and Piano by the German composer Paul Hindemith, performed by David Pyatt Horn, accompanied by pianist Martin Jones. Gregory Miller is an American horn player, composer, and arranger. Growing up in a non-musical family in Pennsylvania, he played in many youth orchestras while in high school, but attended the University of Rochester to study medicine. But he then changed majors and graduated with a degree in music performance and education from the Eastman School of Music, one of the most well-known and respected music schools in the United States, followed by a master's of music from the University of Arizona and a doctorate from the University of Southern California. Gregory Miller has performed in a variety of professional symphony orchestras, and he's currently a member of the United States Army Field Band Horn Section. Here are five beautiful pieces for the horn: Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel, the Andante from Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, I See a Huntsman by Julius Caesar by George Frederick Handel, I Attempt from Love's Sickness to Fly by Henry Purcell, and the Kirchen Aria by Alessandro Stradella, all performed by Gregory Miller, horn, with pianist Ernest Beretta.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
5 beautiful pieces for the horn, Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel, the Andante from Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, I See a Huntsman from Julius Caesar by George Frederick Handel, I Attempt from Love's Sickness to Fly by Henry Purcell, and the Kirchen Aria by Alessandro Stradella, all performed by Gregory Miller Horn with pianist Ernest Beretta. David Lyon was born in Walsall, West Midlands in the UK in 1938. His compositions include chamber, choral, and orchestral works from musical theater. Michelle Stebbleton received a bachelor and master degrees in music from the University of Michigan and is a professor of horn at Florida State University and a member of the Florida State Brass Quintet and the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. She is a 6-time prize winner in various divisions of the American Horn Competition and has traveled to 26 countries as a chamber artist and clinician. This is the 5 Partitas for Solo Horn, composed by David Lyon and performed by Michelle Stebbleton Horn. Five partitas for solo horn composed by David Lyon and performed by Michelle Stebbleton, horn. Bernard Krall, K-R-O-L, is a German composer that has written numerous pieces for brass instruments. He was born in Berlin June 24, 1920, and died April 17, 2013. He was a successful horn player with the Staatskapelle Berlin, the Berlin Philharmonic, and the Stuttgart Radio Symphony. This is Laudatio for solo horn, composed by Bernard Krall and performed by Michelle Stebbleton, horn.
Thank you.
Laudatio for solo horn by the German composer Bernard Kroll, performed by Michelle Stebbleton Horn. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was a 1991 action-adventure film based on the English folktale of Robin Hood. The music for the film, composed by Michael Kamen and performed by the Greater Los Angeles Orchestra, is so impressive that many feel it is one of, if not the best music ever composed for a movie. As you will hear, the horn playing is impressive.
Thank you.
Music from the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, composed by Michael Kamen and performed by the Greater Los Angeles Orchestra. I actually haven't seen the movie, but the reviews were interesting. Apparently Kevin Costner was Robin Hood and the lead actor, but he was apparently greatly upstaged by the wonderful acting of Alan Rickman, who was the Sheriff of Nottingham. I've always loved Alan Rickman as an actor, who sadly passed away about 4 years ago. This ends today's program, the fourth in my series on the horn. Remember that you can listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts by going to ZassmanClassics.com, and if you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you would just like to chat with me about music, my email address is music@Zassman, that's ZASSMAN.com. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you've been listening to Zassman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Time on CJUM Radio, online at umfm.com, and at 101.5 on your FM radio dial if you live in the Winnipeg area. Tune in again next week for more music for the horn. As there's some time left, I'll close today's program with the final movement of Mozart's Fourth Horn Concerto. The book.